Today's Bible reading is from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks very much, Dennis, for leading our intercessions, and thank you, Sarah, for reading our reading. It's my great privilege and pleasure to introduce to you Andy Economides, who has come all the way from near Chichester. He came up yesterday and came up for our celebration last night, our Dawson celebration, and he's going to speak to you in a moment. We've known Andy for, I was thinking before, it must be 20 years. That's a long time, isn't it? Goodness me. And Andy came to a church where we were, and Andy is a great encourager, a great man of God, a great evangelist, and he's a really good guy. So let's pray for him, shall we? Andy. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this man of God. Father, I pray that you would anoint his lips and speak to our hearts in the power, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Everything you said about me is true. He's not bad as well. Turn to the person next to you and say, "You look beautiful today." Say it with feeling. Can you say it with feeling? Say it as if you mean it. I'm going to show you some of our work in Nigeria. I've just come back from there a few days ago. Soteria, sodiria, it's a Greek word. It means salvation. This girl here, I met a few years ago in a village just outside Ibadan, which is a huge city in the south of Nigeria. She's not in school like 6 million others in Nigeria because she can't afford a uniform. So she's not allowed to enter the school gates. The second reason she's not in school is because she's looking after her brother on her back. So we decided that we were going to do something about education for young children like that. This is a state school. I've just visited this particular school and some others in Nigeria. This is what they're like. This is the door into one of the classrooms. This is typically a classroom. This is what they're like. This is our school. It's a college, in fact. This is one of our IT labs. All the computers you see there and the screens were taken in suitcases when we travel. We take a few more. I've just taken four more. This little girl here, she's reading her letter from her sponsor in the UK. This is our other project at our school, and she's reading every word. She's getting ready to do a reply. We gather them, they read them, they reply, they bring them back, we send them to our sponsors in the UK. They're schooled just because someone is given £19 a month. And it's not just about schooling, it's about their future. Because education opens doors and gives opportunity and gets them out of poverty, gives them a hope, which is everything for them. Every time I go, there's more children waiting, as there was a few weeks ago, with their parents queuing up, waiting for us to interview them. And if they fit the criteria of poverty or need, we decide to give them in faith, not because we've got the money. We give them the scholarship, they start school, and then we publicise our work, or I give a presentation like this today and ask people if I'd like to sponsor one of the children. This boy that we ever sponsored, Okeke, this is him now. He finished primary, secondary, and then he came to our college where he saw the computers. He did a 2-year administration, computing and business course and got a diploma from Chichester College in West Sussex. They're getting jobs. The vision's working. Education for jobs. The vision's working. They're becoming Christians. They're becoming disciples and are disciples of Jesus. It's an educational, gospel, discipleship-making project. This is one of our buildings at our school. Graduation, they are awarded their diplomas and certificates, etc. And with that, they've got a life. They're not going to be poor. With that education and with Jesus, that's it. They're set up. The foundation is there. This is Lekum. Then when he finished his school, we brought him over to the college. He did 2 more years. He still lives in the dormitory. We employ him now. He's a student, but he's also working for us. We pay him. He's been fed, watered, and educated. We've got a dormitory for young boys, men like him. He's 21. He's really amazing. He's so amazing, we gave him a job. He's our school accountant and project worker. He calls me his dad. He hasn't got a dad. He's not had a dad for most of his life. He's got 3 brothers. The family's desperate. The family's poor. We're sponsoring 3 brothers as well at our other project to go to school. They're being transformed by Jesus. And the difference in them since last October, even now, has been remarkable. This is our school. This is college life. A haven where they know Christ. A haven, because they're fed, watered. The things that we take for granted, we have to pump the water out the ground. Nothing's on site. There's no electricity for most of the day. The national grid only comes on a few hours. We've got a huge engine called a generator. It produces our electricity. This is John. He's my favourite student. I like his attitude. He's on scholarship. He's got a job. Even before he left our school, he got a job. But he's still on scholarship. We want to help him more. Someone in the UK is helping him. He'll become a chartered accountant next year. A professional chartered accountant. Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Bible study. The school gate's locked. No one can escape. They must come to the Colditz Bible study. They said, Andy, we're locking the gate. I said, no. You're imprisoning them. He said, yes. It's our way. That's the only way. But now they love it. All the staff and the students are locked in. Praise the Lord. Lock the gates. They're meeting church today. They're meeting as we meet. We've got a pastor who comes in. He's a lawyer, solicitor, but voluntary. He runs the church with our staff. Film club. St. Teresa's School. When I turned 50, the Lord said to me, I want you to be a school's evangelist. Take the gospel, do discipleship in schools. I know, I don't look 50, but I've been doing that for years now. I'm getting younger. It's amazing. Just to take... I'm declaring Jesus here. I'm telling them to turn from sin. I'm inviting them to trust in the cross. And I'm inviting them to take the Holy Spirit as the gift. There are Muslims here. There's churchgoers here. We're declaring the gospel. This is another school doing the same thing here. Declaring the gospel. Telling them about Jesus. Education's not enough. Money doesn't make a man. They need, the world needs Jesus. Everyone in the world needs the Lord. This is what's happening here. I'm just standing under a tree, just declaring to them, because there's no hall anyway. Pius is in a classroom. There's students on the windowsills listening to what he's saying about Jesus, inviting them to know Jesus. We baptize people every time we go who know Christ. This is the college football team. They chose Manchester United colours. This is a little school. All these children here are from the north. They've been rescued from the north of Nigeria, where Boko Haram are actively working. All these were Muslims. All these girls, all these boys were Muslims. They're followers of Christ now. They know Jesus now. They have renounced Islam. They may not be able to go back necessarily. And they have come south to this school for education, and we are sponsoring some of them as well. Every time somebody sponsors a child, I've got a young person that needs sponsoring here. I've got a little girl called Deborah, she needs sponsoring. We take a little bit of money from the £19 and we give it towards sponsoring some of these children. We're sponsoring three. We want to sponsor many of these. We want to rescue many of them. We can't give you their names or anything. There's no information about these. But if anyone would like to sponsor Deborah today at our school, you may. This is their kitchen. The green thing on the floor is their cooker. It's true. This is an amazing Nigerian kitchen. They're not all as good as this usually. And there's water, I believe, in the sink some of the time. If you'd like to sponsor someone today, please come and see me. A young person, or a child, or one of my staff. Thank you. I'm going to speak from Luke 19. Let's just pause and pray. Lord, touch our hearts. Speak to us. Transform. Change us. Come to us. Even now, we invite you. You're welcome. Have your way. Come to our spot. Call us by name. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 19:1, it says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. We're told about this man that he was a chief tax collector. He was in charge. People worked for him. He was an important man. We're told he was wealthy. And we're told that he wanted to see who Jesus was. We're told he had a problem. He was short. We're told he had another problem. There was a big crowd. Now, when it says he was short, he was smaller than me. I'm a size small. So when I go to Next or somewhere to buy something, I'm like 36 short jacket, small shirt or extra small. Tried something on the shop the other day, couldn't believe it. I've tried a short on, small, and it was too big. I tried the extra small, it fitted perfect. Looked in the mirror, I looked amazing. Couldn't believe it. So I'm a small, Zacchaeus was an extra small man. And we're told he wanted to see who Jesus was. That's all. Was he sick? No. Did he have a need? Apparently not. Did he come on behalf of someone else, like the Greek woman who came to Jesus for her daughter, like many other in the Gospels? If it wasn't for them, they were coming for someone else. My little daughter is sick. Come and lay your hands on her that she will be well. Nothing like that. He just wanted to see who Jesus was. He wanted to have a look. But he couldn't. He had an internal problem. He had an external problem. There was something out there preventing him. The crowd. So he ran ahead, climbed the little tree, and waited since Jesus was coming that way. It's good to wait. In my reading today, in my daily light, I was reminded about the story of the person, that a parable that Jesus told, knocked at a door and said, people have come, we've got no bread. I'm in bed. Go away. My children are in bed, we're resting. Go away. Keep knocking. Jesus said, because the man persevered. Abraham waited 25 years for the promise to be fulfilled. How long have I been waiting for something? How long have you? 25 years. The Bible says that he obtained the promise with God, with faith, and that's it. And patience. Once, they gave me the job. I went for a job for a church. Went for the interview on Friday, Saturday. The vicar looked at me at the end of the week and says, you've got it. We like you. I like you. You've got the job. Went back home. Had to do a few things like sell a house, organize this and that. They had to put a course ready for me. And the vicar rang me up one day and said to me, Andy, it's been 18 months. You still haven't come. Part of it's us, part of it's you. Circumstances are stuck. You're released. You can go. Don't feel you have to come. He said, our people, he said, they said, you can go. Don't come. I said, tell your people this. And then you shove it nicely. Tell your people this. That Abraham obtained the promise of God with faith and patience. I'm waiting. Somehow, I do believe I ought to come. Just be patient. We are coming. He waited in the tree. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. That's what Jesus does. He comes to our spot, to our place. He stopped. He reached the spot and stopped. He looked up, called the man by his name, Zacchaeus. Are you listening? Little man, are you listening? Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today, now. Response. So he came down at once. When Jesus calls us, when Jesus gives us an instruction, when he stops, looks in our face, says something, calls us, gives us an instruction, whatever he says to you and I, do it. At once, I want to come to your house. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. What are you doing, Jesus? Why? What kind of discernment have you? Don't you know that he's a sinner? Why are you associating with him? He's no good. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor. So Zacchaeus was now beginning to be and was being transformed. He says, look, Lord, here and now, I declare, I say to you, I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will repay them back four times. I remember the summer that I was converted, I decided to put all the books that I had stolen from school, and there were many, into two big bags and walked to school. When I eventually got there, I walked up to the second floor, went through the door, and there he was, still there, Mr. Mallet. Can you say Mr. Mallet? Hello, are you with me? Can you say Mr. Mallet? He was my form teacher a few months ago. Put the two bags of books on his desk now that I'd left school because something had happened to me in the summer. From the summer, having left school, I went to a Christian camp and got converted. And I couldn't live with myself anymore. Couldn't live with the books. He couldn't believe it. He thought I was good. I wasn't. I was very bad. But he thanked me. And this Zacchaeus was like, it was like that. He was required by law, if he'd stolen £100, to give the £100 back plus 20%. That's £120. But he made the decision that if he'd stolen 100, he'd give back 400. Can you imagine? I don't know what you've got. Can you imagine giving half of what you've got, whether it's little or much? I mean, the ladies, what have you got? You've got shoes. I know, I like shoes. I like shoes and watches. The ladies have got shoes. They've got things called handbags. What have you got, men? We've got a few shirts. We like shirts. We've got things. Can you imagine? You know, just half. And it's no good saying, well, he had it to give. Well, whatever half is half. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back four times the amount." Peter and Wendy called me one day. They said, "We want to come and see you about something." They came, took me to a cafe in Emsworth by the sea where I live and work. They said, "You need a roof for your school." I said, "I do." They said, "How much do you need?" I said, "I need 30,000. We need a new roof, and we need to finish the second floor." He said, "We've made a decision. We're going to sell our pension. You'll get about 30,000 for it. We're going to cash it in. We'll send it to you." Peter's talking now, he's telling me the story. He said it was Wendy's idea. She said to one day, "Peter, I think we should give our pension in so they can finish their school off in Africa." I didn't know what to say. I was almost crying. Jesus said, "Today," and when he was speaking now, after this Zacchaeus made this announcement, Jesus now made an announcement publicly. He said it like this: "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." And the people in Zacchaeus' house and the people outside, they regarded Zacchaeus as a sinner, as an outcast, not included in the blessing of God. And Jesus stood up and wanted to put the record straight and say, "He's included. I'm including him. You've thrown him out. You don't consider him, regard him. You think he's beyond salvation. This man too is a son of Abraham. I have come to seek and save all lost people. The rich and the poor, the Jews and the Gentiles, the Greeks and all people." So one day a woman, a Greek we're told, comes to Jesus and begs him. And the Bible says she falls down on the ground by his feet and begs him and says, "Please heal my daughter." And Jesus said, "No. I've not come for you people, you Greeks. I've come first and foremost for my people." The woman pushed, like she persevered now. She said, "But Lord, but even dogs under the table, and if you regard me as a dog, then even dogs, and if you regard me as an outcast, then listen to me, Lord. Even dogs under the table have crumbs." His mind. When you love somebody, you change your mind. That's what love does. Jesus now is bowing. It's like he's bowing to the woman. The woman came and bowed before Jesus and begged him. Now, Jesus listens and says, "You're right. I like your faith." Commented on her faith. And said, "She's healed. Now." And she goes home. And she notices that the very hour he said she healed, she was healed. This is our Lord. Zacchaeus was transformed that day. Zacchaeus was met by Jesus, who stopped. He reached the spot. He comes close, looks up into his face, calls him by name, asks him to come down. It's now or never. I'm not hanging around, Zacchaeus. I'm passing through. If you stay in the tree, you stay in the tree. I'm moving on. There are moments when we must grab. There are moments when he says, come down immediately, act now. It will require faith. He's calling us by name. He called me to go to Nigeria years ago. I went the first time, flew back after 2 weeks. Fell on the floor at Heathrow. Kissed the floor slowly. It wasn't down and up. Everybody watching. I prayed while I'm on the floor. It is finished. I'm not going again. You're not asking me to. I don't have to. Amen. I'm alive. I'd rather stay alive. Amen. Got up from the floor. 6 months later, he's starting to transform me. Starting to call me, Andy, go back. Andy, you were taken before by someone else. As a passenger, now you go back. Take a team. Went back the next year. Because he called me. He calls us in life. Transforms us. Went back the next year. I've been back so many times. What would have happened if I'd heard the call and said, no? What would have happened if I had been like Jonah but stayed like Jonah and run away? How will they hear if we don't go? What would have happened? There would have been no school. There would have been nothing. It's humbling to know that God looks to you and me to do his work, to he uses us for his purposes. I no longer tithe. I'm going beyond tithing. I'm no longer tithing my time. I'm going beyond that. I finish with this. You and I have got three things. Let's give them to him. We've got time. Let's give our lives to him. We've got time. You're amazing people. What Christ can do through you and I is amazing. And it gets more amazing. I believe that whatever years left will be more amazing, more fruitful than all the years gone. Age has got nothing to do with it. Jesus spent just three years. You've got time. We can pray. We can serve. We can be kind. We can be compassionate. We can go. He wants to call us to do things that we've never done before. To go to places, some of us, that we've never been to. He wants to do things in our hearts. He wants to move us on. We've got talents. We've got natural talents, spiritual talents, and gifts. Some people have never spoken in tongues but would love to. Some people have never received a prophecy or given one, but you can. You can. Paul says, I would like all of you to prophesy. I would like all of you to prophesy, he said. The difference it's made when two or three people have come to me in my life and given me a word of knowledge, or that when I have gone to someone and given them something of the Lord that is of the Lord, completely changing their lives. A woman came up to me one day, very well known, and gave me this word of knowledge. This is what you have been doing. She was right. This is what you have been doing. And this is what's going to happen in the future. And it's come true. How did she know? It was a word of knowledge. Jesus sees Nathanael, says to him, gazes on him and says, you are a true Israelite. There's nothing false in you. He's impressed. How do you know? It resonates within him. It's true that I am a true Israelite and there's nothing false about me. I'm true as true as true. He said, you like that? He said, I like what you said. How do you know? He said, I saw you sitting under the tree. Now he's completely blown away. It's a bit like me saying to you, you know, what did I have the day I flew out to Nigeria for breakfast? What did I have? Can anyone tell me? What was the name of the cafe that I had it in and how much did it cost? Is there a prophet in the house? It's like that. Oh, and some of you are thinking, well, these things don't happen. They do, they can, they must. They do, they can, they must. What level am I on? Planet am I on? What level am I on? Here? Well, God wants me. Word made. When that lady walked across the room and gently said, I believe I have a word for you, may I give it? As soon as she spoke, I thought, it's her. Listen, Andy. It transformed my life. It was like Jesus speaking to me. Preacher came to our church one day, finished his sermon, pointed his finger to me and said, everybody here, I know Andy, but the Lord says this to you, Andy, and gave a public word, a prophetic word. About the future. You will go to countries you've not thought about, you don't know about, hasn't entered your head. You will have an international ministry, you will have a prophetic edge as well at times in your ministry. And he went on like this. That word was a significant word which was weighed up, believed in, and action. This is our Jesus. He's transforming. You've got time. You've got talents. You've got treasure. I've got time. I've got talents and gifts from God. I've got treasure. And as I put these into the hands of God, the world is transformed. And our Lord, transform us, heal us, transform us. On that day, Zacchaeus received some healing because he was downtrodden, rejected, despised. Now he was loved, accepted, and set free. Because Jesus came to his house and had tea with him. Is that nice or is that nice? That's really nice. It's better than the Queen coming, isn't it? I mean, it would be nice for the Queen to come. Or to go to her place for a cup of tea. When I get my OBE. When I'm knighted and all that. And she knights me with the sword. Sir Andy Economides. Nice to have a cup of tea. But with the Queen. I look forward to that day. You can nominate me. Send it in. I won't mind. When I go to number 10 to get that OBE and whatever from Dave. Oh, that'd be great. You can nominate me. You're invited. But you know, Jesus coming to the house is something else. And Jesus has come to this house. And he stayed in this house. He's my friend. He's my Lord. He's my master. You're not. He is. And when he is the Lord, it brings freedom and life. We all need transforming. We all need healing. We all need setting free. It may be today that we ought to respond in some way to Jesus. Even if it's like, here I am, just as I am. I'm not going to go on a self-improvement program before I come. I'm coming to you just as I am with all the baggage. Here I am. Transform me. Use me, Lord. And he will. Because he can. And because he loves us. Reach the spot, Jesus did, and stop. Let's respond, Jesus, our Jesus today, and allow him, maybe even as I've been speaking, you know what you'd like to give in terms of your life or your heart. Or something that you have. Or there's something that you know that you need to do. Or there's a healing that you're desperate for. Then you step up. Step forward. Come for prayer today. With your hands like this. And your heart like this. And say, here I am, Lord. Change me, heal me, and he will. So today, before we go, take the opportunity to come forward for prayer so that you and I can meet and be transformed by Jesus. Amen.